Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you good at DIY? Or what's your biggest DIY failing? Because new research from the Panelling Centre out tells us that 96% of tradespeople say that they've had to step in to fix or complete a homeowner's DIY attempt at fitting their own kitchen. Apparently it's incorrect measurements and not consulting a professional for layout or design advice. These are the two biggest problems. Pete the Builder is with me on the line today. Pete, what kind of botch jobs have you had to come in to salvage?
look, to be honest with you, I think it's well-intended work that I suppose just comes to a roadblock at a certain point is usually what you get the call back for. So if somebody is committed to do a DIY job on their own kitchen, it usually means that they've taken a couple of steps in terms of their DIY career at that stage, because it's certainly not a starter project to start ripping out your kitchen and trying to refit it. But a lot of the time it's, you know, kitchens are quite complicated. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, you've got, you know, to consider an awful lot of flow. You've got to, you know, a cooker, fridge, and sink is the triangle that you try and create. And then you've got the shape of the room. And if you get it wrong, you can have drawers that don't open. You can have doors that you can't get in at. There's a lot of stuff can go wrong, you know, yeah. And that's usually what you end up with.
I would have thought a kitchen is probably the last project, Pete, that you'd attempt to do yourself. You'd want to be fairly experienced and handy at DIY now.
Yeah, well, look, like, you can get kitchens that come in flat pack. And again, you know, I would always advise that somebody has some flat pack experience beforehand. And that's usually the test of a marriage, isn't it? To get two people to put a flat pack unit together and see if they come out the other end okay. But, you know, when it comes to a kitchen, like you're talking about, you could have up to 30 different individual flat pack units, which are interconnecting, which you're then trying to fit appliances into. And, you know, there's a lot to consider. And a lot of the time, you know, people can get very frustrated and they get so far and then they realise that they've basically got the wrong equipment with them. And it sometimes can start off as a really cheap, quick fix and it can end up as a bit of a nightmare and an expensive finish.
I can well imagine. What are the easiest home maintenance DIY tasks that people can start with, Pete?
Oh, well, look, there's loads as you can start with. And again, I always advocate for people to get going at DIY. It's very hard to get tradespeople these days. I'm experienced with that myself, even, you know, trying to get professionals in. As a builder's point of view, it can be difficult. You've got to give lads lots of notice. So I would always say start simple. Start with something that, you know, you can find manageable. Paint a room. Then, you know, move on to painting another couple of rooms. Then try and, you know, put up a shelf. Flat pack units, outdoor gardening kind of stuff is really good as well because it's a little bit forgiving. So, you know, get competent and get a bit of confidence before you start trying to go as far as your kitchen. Like, I think it's a big jump. And again, you really need to do your research when you're going to do something with as many moving parts, because there's lots of drawers, there's lots of, you know, mechanisms that can slide. There's loads of stuff that interact with other elements within your kitchen. So a kitchen is a big, big step.
Suzanne Armstrong is from This, That and DIY on social media on Instagram. You're a self-taught DIY fanatic, Suzanne. Where do you think is the best place to start for the home maintenance jobs?
I am. I'm shocked that people would start with a kitchen.
I know. There's no wonder 96% of them can't finish it, that they have to get an expert in.
Now, look, what I'm going to say is with a lot of DIYers now, right, I find a lot of us are very creative and we do have a tendency to start a project and not finish it. And it's not because necessarily we can't. It's the last 5% you go, I'll do it later. And because something else is more exciting and you might move on to a new project. But I would start, like Pete said there, yeah, painting a room or upcycle a piece of furniture is great for getting people to start. Even if they pick up something free on advert or a neighbour has thrown, you know, a coffee table out or a sideboard or something, they can upcycle it, paint it so they might like unscrew, you know, the doors or swap stuff around. Something like that is really good to start. And even if they just want to practice like using a drill, like pallet wood or scrap wood, anything like that before you start attacking the house. Would be my
yeah.
Suggestion.
Start kind of small upcycling.
There's DIY workshops out there. Actually, I'll be running my own soon as well. And it's just to get people to know the basics, tool safety, like how to use them, how to hang a shelf, like you were saying, stuff like that. Because some people want to do it, but they won't do it because they're afraid of making a mistake or messing up. And then obviously you have like what Pete was saying there, people who go head first in and then realise that they might need a bit of help along the way.
I don't actually know what I'm doing. As I said, it's the measurements. Yeah. 48% taking incorrect measurements seems to be a big issue for people. Oisín Butler is a painter. Oisín is with us on the line today. Painting is probably one of those jobs, Oisín, that a lot of people think they can do themselves, but there's a lot more to it than people initially think.
You just hit the nail on the head, Andrea. Yeah. Everyone thinks painting's easy, it's handy, I'll do that first, it'll be grand. And I'd say 9 times out of 10, they haven't a clue. It's the amount of preparation that's needed. Like, say you want to paint a room, for example, you got to take down your curtains, you got to mask up, you got to get paint, you got to get rollers. You see people go in and start this and get halfway into it and realize they don't have the right brush, they don't have the right paint, and then they put it down, they go back, and before you know, nothing's done, we get a call and we're in to try and fix it. Kitchen cabinets is a big one. Over the lockdown, everyone in the country decided they could paint their own kitchen cabinets, and that was grand. A lot of people did a good job, but a lot of people didn't. They missed a couple of key parts, which is cleaning and preparation, which people don't really discuss. You know, you just buy a good quality paint and apply it and everything will be grand. But that's just not the case. If you don't apply, if you don't prepare the surfaces properly, the paint's not going to stick, you know? And if you don't, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Things like, and even applying it, like the amount of kitchens we've gotten into fix is crazy. The paint's all over the place. They haven't filled anything. Paint's on walls. So I would say if you want to paint a room, do a bit of research first. Figure out exactly what kind of tools you need. Figure out what you're going to paint, how much paint you're going to need for the project. Make sure you have everything there and then make sure you have enough time to do it. Like, it's not something you're going to do on a Friday evening. It's going to be the weekend.
The preparation, the initial preparation work, Oisín, how big of a component is that compared to the painting? Like, should there be as much time put into the prep as there is the painting?
Yeah, or more. Jesus, yeah, totally. Like, let's say you want to do your kitchen cabinets. Your kitchen cabinets might be the cleanest kitchen cabinet in all of land, right? There's still going to be a bit of grease in them. If you don't get that grease off when you put the paint on, the paint, it might dry on and look okay, but it's going to come off. Do you know what I mean? So you need to scrub those cabinets. You've got to spend, if we go in to paint your kitchen cabinets, we'll probably spend 2 days cleaning and sanding before we open a tin of paint.
Okay, so that's the kind of time. Well, maybe you might be able to answer this this texter's question. Oisín, I attempted to paint my house and it's a disaster. Terrible. Lines everywhere. Blobs where there shouldn't be. It's a nightmare. Does Oisín have any tricks in getting paint off wooden floors or light sockets?
Oh, God, it depends on the kind of paint. Well, the first thing is you've got to get it off as quick as you can. So you could use, if it's water-based, hot soapy water should get it off. If it's oil-based, then you want to get some white spirits. But the key is to get it off as quickly as possible. Same with light switches. You really want to kind of scrape that off as carefully as you can and then maybe wrap up the switch with some masking tape and paint around it again. You know, get a nice clean straight line. But
that might help out in some way. There's a great text here from this listener who says, I'm a carpenter and YouTube is making all trades look simplistic and easy. They don't even know the four basic rules of all construction. Plumbing, level, straight and square, apparently. Martin Glynn is the chief executive of the DIY Academy. Martin, where do you think people are going wrong when it comes to DIY?
Well, first of all, I really have great admiration for people who give it a go, you know what I mean? Because we find people who come to our workshops, they're, they've really no experience coming in the door, and they're just open to learning. And we just kind of show them the basics. And as Pete and Suzanne was saying there, we get them to start nice and early. You know what I mean? Don't just, like, you know, do simpler jobs rather than pulling out your kitchen or building a pergola or anything like that.
Yeah.
But we do start nice and simple, because DIY, it's more confidence and skill. And there is a lot they can do. Look, there is limitations. You know, when you're designing kitchens, fitting kitchens, that is a tradesman's world. You know what I mean? But adjusting kitchens, you know what I mean? Adjusting doors, stuff like that, replacing an odd part could be in their skill set.
What are the best self-taught tricks, Martin?
Sorry?
What are the best things that people can, you know, self-teach themselves?
The main thing is learning how to use a drill for DIY, because it's the main tool that you need to use. And there's an awful fear around the drill. And another thing is the fear of going into your builders providers and ask the question. You have to ask the lads. You know, you're not if you're a DIYer, you're getting to know the stuff. You're not expected to know everything. So go in and ask them the questions. Make sure go to a reputable place that has a bit of knowledge behind the counter, and get that fear out of the way. It's not full of builders like us with their elbows up in the counter roaring at people. It's usually there's really good knowledge behind the counter there. So if you ask the question, you know, especially when it comes to paint, there is so much variation in it, and it's not just painting a wall, painting a skirting board. You need to be using the right products. The products we have are a massive part of it, and like, they've evolved so much over the last couple of years. So if you ask the question, you know, don't be afraid to ask the question, and you know, to get the proper answer. Because if you're using the right products, it just gives that confidence to push forward. If you're not sure you're using the right thing, it creates that doubt.
What are the basic electrical tasks that I could legally or safely attempt myself, Martin?
I'd stay away from it most of the time myself, even. You know what I mean? It's not my world. I'm a carpenter myself. And unless it was very basic, like changing plugs and stuff like that, I don't really go into it, because you can do a lot of damage to yourself, I suppose. And same with plumbing. There's very basic stuff I would do, but most of it I'd be looking to get somebody in. Make sure have a good friend who's a plumber. They're hard to get. I can hardly get my own mates around sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is a part, because water can do an awful lot of damage in your house. So again, it wouldn't be biting off more than I can chew in them two areas.
Maybe start with the small DIY internal jobs before you look at plumbing or electrical.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you're fixing up a block in a sink or something like that underneath, that mightn't be too bad. But once you go into the system and the pressurized system, you're kind of messing with stuff you don't realise. You can do an awful lot of damage with it.
Yeah, Natasha Rock is an interior architect. What are the easy DIY things you think people could do, Natasha, at home this weekend? The good weather will probably lend itself now to a lot of this.
I don't want to get in trouble here, but I'm going to say painting. I know I totally agree with everyone's points 100%, but I do think painting, obviously the weather is brilliant, but as everyone has mentioned, there's so much prep involved, and covering your existing furniture, making sure even for the smell, for health and safety for your family, making sure everything's kind of prepped. And also as well, I think something that's really important for me anyway, because I do a lot of show homes, is planning and preparation, which is what everyone has said on the call already. You know, looking at the products, budgeting them, and actually leveraging, is it worth it? You know, asking your painters, is it better to wait the 3 months or do it? But I think start small, you know, do a feature wall and things like wallpaper, just making sure your measurements are right. But as everyone has said, it's really exciting, and why not try it? You know, it's really rewarding to see, you know, finished products, you know.
The measurements, Natasha, incorrect measurements seems to be the biggest issue for people.
100%. And to be honest, I was on the salvage squad and I was awful. I got better as I went on, hands up. I never really was a DIY person. I'm very creative, but I learned so much on that. You know, like, even each roll is usually the kind of, it goes 3 ceiling heights down, you know, for a standard ceiling height, each roll of wallpaper and stuff like that. You know, if you have a tiny glitch in a wall, like, that's taller or small, then your wallpaper is off, or if it has a pattern, you know, you're going to need more, and you can just underestimate it. And that's obviously a financial cost, and people are on budgets and time and things like that. So, and then you don't want to be ripping down wallpaper. So it's, as everyone has said as well, the YouTube videos, like, even myself, I thought I'd be, you know, doing amazing on the salvage squad. And when you actually get to it, and what I did do actually, which I think is really great, is I wallpapered tables and stuff. You know, start small, sand the table, put wallpaper, get some glass put on it, you know, spray paint photo frames, spray paint, you know, different things, or paint things, like, you know, start small and build up. But I definitely think the most important thing is planning and preparation. Looking at what you're getting, do spreadsheets, like, talk to your local tradespeople or call a friend. Loads of people are happy to help, you know, even if they can't do the job. Sometimes they don't want to, it's too small. But getting all the info is actually a lifesaver, especially when it comes to anything really technical. And like kitchens as well, I can't believe, you know, people do them themselves.
I know, especially if it's a first time attempt to take on redoing your kitchen. Well, look, I hope if people are attempting to do any DIY over the good weather and the weekend, hopefully you've got some tips here today from Natasha Rocca, Suzanne Armstrong, Pete the Builder, Oisín Butler and Martin Glynn.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.